Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
Indeed. Jason and Terry, we are a world tour of Taunton and we're on air from 12 until 2 and we are at Staple Grove, Church of England School's Fete. Brilliant. We were here last year and as I said, daft enough, they've invited us back again.
I know.
Now, we've caught up with Nikki. Nikki's one of the organisers. Good afternoon, Nikki. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us at our lovely school.
And we brought the weather for you again, like
Thank
we did last
much.
Year.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what's going on here today.
We've got our annual summer fair. It takes months and months of planning. It does. When nobody just turns up today and it's already done. Months and months of time and effort and love has gone into today. We're trying to raise money for the school. Our main project for the school is trying to revamp our playground.
Right.
We need new turf, AstroTurf. We need new rubber matting. It's a project that was started a couple of years ago by our very dear friend Sarah Bayon, who was our vice chairperson. Went on to be an amazing chair lady.
We remember Sarah from last year. Sarah was part of
larger than life.
Just to put it into context, I know it's quite a sad and upsetting day as well today because we lost Sarah just before Christmas.
So we did.
This is in aid of her, and I know fabulously you guys went down to Creeley on the election day, took all the kids down there.
Which
is just fantastic.
We had 4 Berries buses. Convoyed all the children, all the teachers and helpers down to Creeley. Amazing day, amazing memories. They all came back. Lots and lots of teachers ended up getting wet.
I'll bet.
The
Brilliant.
Lock flume.
Brilliant stuff.
Brilliant.
Now, I know that there's a very, very good organisation, the Friends of Staple Grove School, that do an awful lot of work here. And you've got, these are fairly major projects. So you are looking for some help from local businesses, from people in the area, anything at all to try and help you out with these projects. How do people get involved in that?
Call us. We've got a Friends of Staple Grove School Facebook page.
Right.
They can phone the office. If anybody can help us, we would be so grateful. It is a mammoth task that we are desperate to finish to honour our Sarah.
So are we looking at purely money, or are we looking at tradesmen, people who could do something for
tradesmen,
you?
Tradesmen, businesses that might be able to donate any rubber matting, any artificial turf. Anything so that we can just give our kids the playground that they deserve.
Absolutely. Well, we will certainly put that out on Tone FM. So if there are any businesses out there who can either money, obviously, but if you can put time, energy, bits and pieces, whatever, then just contact the school.
That'd be amazing. Thank
right.
you.
Right. Nikki, great. And please, we'll have the best day we can. We know it's a little bit of a poignant day today, but we'll do it our best. Nikki, thanks ever so much.
Thank you, darling.
That's Nikki from Staple Grove School. Very sad day today, tinged with, obviously, the excitement of the fete. But it's a difficult day for quite a lot of people here. We knew Sarah last year, and as you say, she passed away just before Christmas. So.
Now, I'm thinking if anybody can help with anything for that playground, just get in touch with us at Tone FM. It's so easy to do. Jump on our website, contact us, and we will pass the details on.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be great for a firm which does like AstroTurfing to help sponsor it, which costs them nothing.
Absolutely.
But costs the school loads of money to buy. So if you can donate in any way, just get in touch with us.
And if you've got people who can do the fixing, obviously the building.
Yeah.
So building, materials, time, money, anything. I would love, or we would love at Tone FM, to be able to say that we've sorted it all out and Staple Grove has sorted it all out. You've come down and we've got brand new facilities for them. Wouldn't that be superb?
I reckon we could cut a deal with some kind of plugs and adverts and things like that.
Oh, there's no
doubt
about that.
I'm sure we could
sort
something out.
Well, we definitely would.
With us, jump on our Facebook page and our website, Tone FM, and donate whatever you can. They'd be gratefully received.
Right.
It's a great day down here.
Yeah,
the sun is shining. And I hear that we have mission to do.
I was just going to interrupt you because I've been told we, as we did last year, are judging the cake competition. So I think we ought to go over there and see how many we can eat. Judge.
I don't think they could have picked 2 better people, personally.
Well, we normally eat our way around, don't we?
We do.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and it's Terry and it's Jason on the World Tour of Taunton through into Till 2. Staple Grove, Fete, come and join us.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason at Staple Group. Staple Group?
Staple Grove.
Staple Grove.
That's easy for you to say.
I know. It's been a long morning so far. Staple Grove, yeah. School Fair. Now, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. Now, one of the reasons I'm distracted is because we've started our cake tasting. And Terry, that's a big slice to taste.
Do you know
I think you need to cut a little bit smaller slices.
Do you know what? When I came and spoke to these delightful ladies that are doing this, because they want us to do it a bit quick so they can sell the cakes.
Yeah.
And we'll tell everybody about that in a minute.
There's a queue forming for the cakes.
I thought we were doing it by looks.
I know.
We're doing it by taste. Oh. And there's about 20 of them.
Oh, this one's really nice, Terry. You aren't trying to...
Oh, look at that one over there. That one's got Millionaire Shortbread on the top.
It's the one I'm eating with the Smarties on. It's the best one so far.
Do you remember? We had a Smarties one last year. Do you remember the Smarties one last year?
There's a weird one that says it's parsnip. Is it parsnip?
Parsnip and maple.
And that sounds vegetarian. I'm not sure about that one.
But it's a four-decker. I mean, it's five. It's five sponges on that.
Just to be clear, if there's any cake competitions out there, we are available as judges, okay?
Those of us who listen to us know the World Tour of Taunton usually works its way around the eateries wherever we are.
It does.
And this is probably the best eatery we've ever had.
Well, I tell you what, while you finish the judging, because people are looking a bit angry because we're taking our time,
yeah, okay.
I'll go find you a cup of tea to wash the cake down with.
That'll do.
If you want to have some fun, make sure you come down to Staple Grove School Fair in Hudson Way, Taunton. Just come down and find us. You'll meet me and Terry. We're at the door as such. And it's a wonderful day out.
It is, and it's for a good cause. So we're trying to raise as much money for some stuff to be done at the school, which you would have heard from Nikki earlier on, and we'll tell you more about that as we go on. World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Jason up until 2 o'clock at Staple Grove. Come on down.
It's Terry and Jason at Staple Grove School. It's a Saturday and we are at a fair, of course, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Brilliant. It's fantastic down here. Now, I think we've probably surpassed ourselves in our foodies because we are renowned on the World Tour of Taunton for tracking down the foodies. But we didn't have to track them down. They tracked us down.
Perhaps our reputation went before us there.
What was that? Something like 14 pieces of cake?
Can I just say, I don't think I want to see cake at all, until tomorrow, because I am full now.
There are some beautiful cakes there. I mean, from lemon drizzle cakes to scones to a five-tier parsnip and maple cake,
yeah.
Which is a bit sweet, but was absolutely brilliant.
Loads and loads of people here. Loads of noise, as you can hear.
Yes.
Somebody keeps firing off the siren, which is brilliant.
You need to come down.
Absolutely
I'm amazed the number of people that are here. It's fantastic. The weather's great, so come on down. And also, as you can hear, fire service, and there's a police vehicle here as well. Lots of things going on. We'll try and grab a chat with the fire brigade. And also, we're going to have a wander around in a minute and pick some punters up, see how things are going, and talk to people on the stalls. But we're trying to raise lots and lots of money for a number of projects that Nikki told us about earlier on. We are looking for business, we're looking for ordinary people, we're looking for anything to do with money, to do with your expertise, all to deal with stuff. If you contact the school, there is a Friends of Staple Grove School Facebook page and all the projects are on there. So jump on there, any help you can give will be gratefully received. And you can target it through Tone FM, get in contact with us via our website or on our Facebook page. And you never know, we might come up with some little talky-talky about your business if you get involved in helping the school.
Well, if nothing else, we would say about what the great gift you gave the school and what better advertisement than that would be. So.
Especially on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Indeed. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason at Staple Grove School Fair. Having fun.
Oh, are we just? We've just increased our girth size by about a foot by doing the cake competition. Now, you would have heard in some of the bulletins or the links we've been doing that there's been sirens and stuff going on. There is a fire engine here. There is a fire appliance.
Can we just say it's a noisy police that are making most
of
the noise?
I know,
siren.
The guys are here.
Let me just get my link in. World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit somerset.co.uk /Taunton for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town. And it's Saturday and we are having so much fun.
We are having so much fun. We're with Kevin from Greenwatch from the Taunton Fire Station. Kevin, how you doing, mate?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
It's a good day, is it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely weather as well.
Now, I know that the fire service do a lot of these types of exhibitions that they bring along, and it's great for the kids to go along and have a look at the tender stuff. But there's a little bit more of a serious message as well. You've got some things that people can sign up for today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're trying to push a fire safety, or what we call a home safety message, mainly talking about escape plans, asking people to check their smoke detectors and finding out if they have them.
Right.
But also we offer a service where we'll come round to their home, sort of a pre-arranged time and date that's convenient to them, and fit free smoke detectors if they haven't already got them, check their smoke detectors and just give them advice on home safety. So escape plans, cooking safety, barbecue safety, things along those lines.
Brilliant. And obviously after the tragedy of London, I know that that was on a huge, huge scale.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's the same sort of principle. So if you go and do home safety, how many times would you find, A, no smoke alarm, or the smoke alarm's not got a battery in it? I would suggest quite often.
Yeah, quite often. I think a lot of people do have smoke detection now.
Right.
But as you say, sometimes they take the batteries out. I mean, a lot of the new houses obviously have hardwired smoke alarms with a battery backup, and that's sort of the gold standard, if you like. But we can come around and fit you as a 10-year battery smoke detector.
I must admit, I've got one. Thank you very much to Tony and the police. I'll go and sort him out in a minute. I have one in the caravan, and if you just slightly overcook the toast, it goes off, and the tendency is then to take the battery out.
Yeah, they're very sensitive now.
Indeed. But of course, the message has got to be there for a reason, as you say.
Exactly.
Okay, so if somebody wants to take up your offer of going around for fire safety, also free smoke alarms, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, generally it is for target groups, but it's always worth just checking. We're often looking at people with young families or elderly, people with perhaps disabilities or mobility issues, etc. But anybody could be eligible. And we've got a phone number here, free phone number. That's 0800 05 02 999.
Brilliant. Well, what we'll do is we'll put that up on our Facebook and our website, just to make sure that's there. And right, should be a good day. We brought the weather with us. We brought the weather last year. We've done it again. Thanks very much. I'll let you and your crews get on. Thanks.
No problem.
So
Thank you.
I take it you're a live fire engine today, so if something drastic happens, you could be away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's hope it stays nice and quiet.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thank you.
Nigel there from the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Greenwatch at Taunton. And what a message that is. Just to clarify that, it is for specialist groups. Certainly the giving away the free smoke alarms is people, disabled people, elderly, that sort of thing. But you can always get advice if you contact the fire service. And what we'll do is we'll put that telephone number up on our website and our Facebook page.
Indeed. Tony said also for families with young children as well. So if you're not sure, get in touch with them. They'll be able to say whether they will qualify for one of those free visits for you.
Absolutely. Now, I think we ought to try and get hold of Tony. He says he's not going to speak to us. That's our friend, the PCSO, but he's making a lot of noise.
I think he's trying to attract our attention with the noise he keeps making.
Do come on down. It's absolutely brilliant here. There's loads and loads of people trying to raise money for a really, really good cause. All the details of that are on the Friends of Staplegrove School Facebook page. And we're here until 2 o'clock on the World Tour of Taunton on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason. We're out and about at Staplegrove School Fete.
And it's been brilliant. Now, before the news, you would have heard us doing, well, somebody had to do it, I suppose. We judged the cake competition.
Highlight of my day.
Highlight of the day. We ate a few cakes.
We did. Now, the World Tour of Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bieber, Snoop
anywhere
Dogg,
you want to go.
Snoop Dogg. I don't know. Any social media platform they can find, they're on it promoting Taunton.
Yeah,
join them.
Craig's not here to tell us all the bits and pieces going.
Snapchat's one of them, I think.
Right, now the cake that won it was absolutely superb.
It was.
It was really,
brilliant.
Really good. And alongside us here, we got two young gentlemen. And we have Bryn, you're Bryn?
Yeah.
And Rory?
Yeah.
Right, now these two guys were involved in making the cake.
Oh, I'm going to put my order in for next week.
Right, now you're brothers, yes? Bryn, are you the oldest?
I'm not the oldest, I'm in the middle.
Right, so how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. Rory?
I'm 8.
Right, so you've got another, was it a brother or sister?
A big brother.
A big brother, right. So you helped to make this cake, is that right?
Yeah.
What did you do? What part did you play?
We helped put the ingredients on.
Right. So you put all the ingredients together, yeah?
And that's about it.
Right, go on.
We helped decorate.
Oh, yes, now the decoration. Who thought up the decoration then? Was that Mum, or did you think?
Mum thought
did she?
Of it.
How long did it take to do?
About an hour.
About an hour, really? What, yeah. To make it all up? And then you had to obviously put it in...
Well, it took like an hour to bake the cake.
An hour just to bake it. So how long did it take to put all the ingredients together?
About 40 minutes.
Right, so you put all the ingredients together, put it in the... bake it. And then when it comes out, you've got to do all the decorations then, have you? But is it licorice all sorts on there?
Yeah.
Well, who thought that one up then?
Mum.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'm going to ask you, I want you to tell me the truth, as the siren goes off again. I want you to tell me the truth. When you were decorating it, how many licorice all sorts did you eat?
Not much.
But a few, I bet, yes?
A couple.
What's your favourite licorice all sort?
It'll be those that
sandwich ones. Oh, brilliant one. Rory?
The same as Brent's.
Really? I like the ones that have got like jelly with the bits on them. Yeah. I don't like the coconut ones. So then there's also some big sort of like straws with stuff on the top as well. Is that something else that Mum thought up?
Yeah.
Did you help with that?
Yeah.
Really? Now, have you eaten any of it yet?
No.
Are you going to go and... You should go and try some of your own cake.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Guys, well done. Absolutely superb. It was a fantastic cake. And it's worth all the time that you spent. And also, so you guys go along and eat a little bit of your cake, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant. That's Bryn and Rory, who were part of the team that created... What is a creation, mate? A creation.
It was absolutely delicious. The only bit that I'm sad about is that we only had small bits in the end. We should have gone for a bigger slice of that cake because it was gorgeous.
Well, I think if we make our way back towards the cake counter, I think it's a cup of tea.
Oh.
Although, I'm sorry to say, there is a smell of burger in the air.
Oh, there is.
You know what we're like with burgers.
You do like a burger. Can I just say, loads of C&D, make sure you come down. Don't think, oh, I'm sat at home, it's a Saturday afternoon. Get up and come down and see us here. There's so much going on. There's loads of people, so much to do and see.
And it's also for a very, very good cause.
Yes.
They're trying to raise some money, not just money, expertise, help, materials, anything for some large projects, all of which you can find on the Friends of Staplegrove School Facebook page. And if you can help in any way, contact them or contact us at Tone FM. We'll put you in touch with them and also give you a shout out on the radio. And it's really good projects to get involved with.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Right, now we're going to have a wander around the park now at the moment, see what else is going on.
There is so much here at Staplegrove School Fete. Make sure you come down. We've seen Splat the Rat, quite like that.
We have. Well, we've got poke tubes here. Hi.
Hi,
how you doing?
I'm all right.
And your name?
Kylie.
Hi, Kylie. So what does one have to do? I mean, it looks fairly logical. It says poke the tubes.
Yeah, so you just have to kind of literally poke the tubes.
Poke it through.
Yeah.
And what's it? I take it some are empty and some have sweeties in them. Or
no,
that
they've
sort of thing.
All got something in.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell everybody that. Yeah. Everything's got everything.
That's
so,
it.
So presumably once all those poked, have you got another set of pokings?
No, we turn it round.
You can turn it round.
Fill it up the other side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. And have you got, well, I can see probably half of them are done already.
Yeah, we're not doing too bad, actually.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah, it's good.
Well done, thank you. So come along to Poke Tubes. £20.
£20
a poke. Right, let's have a one to see how far we're going to go. There's the usual prize draw one where you actually pick a ticket. And is a win every time. I tell you what, you get things all the time here. What's going on?
I know, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Loads of people down. And what's nice here is there's a bit of shade under the trees as well.
It is good, isn't it? It really is good. Now, we're making our way round. There's one I wanted to go and have a look at, which was the craft where you paint. I think you paint, the lady was saying about painting on stones or decorating stones.
That'd
be pretty
good. Is that the
direction
of the ice cream van as well?
Yes. Very, very close. Very close. I think this is it here. Here we go. What are they doing? They're doing here lots of things. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
All right, thank you.
Yourself. And your name, please?
Helen McInnes.
Hi, Helen. So what's all this about then? We just give it out on the...
We're doing free crafts for the children. And it's nature crafts, because I'm the forest school leader here. We do forest school with year ones for a whole year, which is very unusual and excellent practice. And yeah, it's just free rein crafts, so they can do it how they want.
So when you say forest school, you're obviously taking them out into...
We have a beautiful forest school area over here.
Because you do, it's just lovely, isn't it?
Which we've developed over about 5 years.
Right.
And they learn all sorts of social skills, emotional resilience.
So is that all part of the school then, this forest area?
Yeah,
so it's you've developed all of that?
Yes, absolutely.
This school amazes me with the stuff that you're doing
here.
They're
very forward thinking.
Aren't they just?
There's been a lot of... Mrs. Nelson has put a lot of effort into building the school to what it is today, and she's very thoughtful about the way she
Brilliant.
Does things.
She's going to be a bit of a loss, isn't she, when
she is,
goes?
But I'm sure the new head will be amazing.
Absolutely.
And we'll keep everything running as it is.
Yeah, because it's guys like you that have the sort of enthusiasm to
passion.
Drive these things,
passion
and enthusiasm.
I am very passionate. It's all about the children, and if we don't do it for the children, what is the point?
Some people forget that, and I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I love these little people.
It's all about the kids.
Because they only get one chance at it.
Absolutely.
So we have to make it the best for them.
Yeah, and some of them are so, well, most of them are actually, if you give them the opportunity, they're so bright, they really know what they're doing, and they're so enthusiastic.
And they can motivate, I mean, look at all of these children here. And it's lovely to see parents joining in as well
just
and being
great.
Involved and you know, being part of a community is very
decorate
important.
Look at that one, decorate the pebble.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No rules.
No rules. Keep it going,
nice
as they say.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online by searching Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And here we are at Staplegrove C of E School.
Yeah,
church
school.
It's a church school, that's it. And that voice you can hear in the background is the head teacher here, Mrs. Nelson. Mrs. Nelson, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Tone FM. It's lovely to have you here.
That's very kind. Pleased to be here. Now, what a turnout. I mean, we brought the weather again, which hopefully
is that all part of the service?
Try and be responsible for. Yeah, but it's brilliant. There's loads and loads of people here.
Absolutely brilliant. Lovely to see so many families turned out to have the afternoon together, but also to see children from Norton School as well coming to support our collaboration, which is
really
lovely.
I didn't realise, so you have a collaboration with Norton, do you?
Yeah, Staplegrove and Norton have been in a collaboration for 5 years now,
right.
But we're just going to de-collaborate this summer, which is why I'm leaving Staplegrove at the end of this term to become just head at Norton.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to go down to having just one school.
Ah, so you've actually been head of both of them,
I've been head of the two for the last...
So how long have you been here?
I've been here for a total of 15 years.
Right.
I started as deputy in 2002.
Right.
And then did 3 years as deputy and then took over the headship back in 2005.
Okay. Now the deputy, Mrs. Hill, she's going as well.
I was
going
to say, we started together our leadership journey and we're finishing together, which is really lovely.
So where is she off to?
She's about to start her first headship in Chard, in Chard School, which is an independent school.
Right. But I'm sure whoever takes over from you will keep the traditions going.
I hope so, because it is a fantastic school.
Well, I have to say, as you will know, we are associated outside of the radio station because I'm part of a band and we have been practicing here ever since we actually started, and we're very, very grateful for you being allowing us to do that. So we know a little bit about the school. Now tell us a little bit about some of these projects that are coming up, because we spoke to Nikki earlier on and we're trying to get businesses and other people to support some big projects that you get that's coming up.
Well, our friends at Staplegrove School have raised money obviously tirelessly to do the things that we can't necessarily pay for out of our school budget.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to do some big outside play equipment for the children. So we've got an ongoing fund that we are raising money towards, as well as things to enhance the site and just give the children a really fantastic time when they come to Staplegrove.
And what we've been saying is, if there are any businesses out there who can donate time, or they can donate equipment or expertise or anything like that, to come forward. And what we said is to go to the Friends of Staplegrove School, but also come to us and we'll put them in touch.
That would be absolutely fantastic, because it really does make a huge difference to the children at our school. So we'll be very, very grateful for anything.
And also, it is a little bit of a sad day today, because obviously Sarah, who we met last year, who was organising it, we lost her just before Christmas. So and so what a fitting memorial for her, if we could get this play equipment and everything else. Wouldn't that be great?
Totally. We feel that she's with us today. She's brought the sunshine, and it's a real testament to her that our PTA is as active and fully engaged in our school life as it is.
Brilliant. So. Can I say, Mrs. Nelson, congratulations to all the time you've been here. You've put your stamp on what is a fantastic school,
Thank
I have to
you.
Say. It's brilliant. And from Tone FM, we wish you all the best. When you move back to Norton.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's Mrs. Nelson, who is the head teacher here, who is leaving at the end of the term to go back to Norton, where she will take over. Mrs. Hill also going, but I'm sure the new team will take on. Now, you need to come down here. Not that long left, but I'm sure if you come down here, they'll keep it going. Last year, we kept it going for a little while.
I think we were here till 3-4 o'clock.
I don't think we were, really. But it's a beautiful, beautiful day. There are oodles of people here. You can hear it all going off in the background. It's a really fantastic family atmosphere, and raised lots of money for the school. So come on down. This is Terry and Jason, World Tour of Taunton, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a World Tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Visit somerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
Yer, tis warm.
It is very warm. We're out the shade walking around. There's so much to see and do. Bouncy Castle, I really wanted to have a go on that, but I noticed you just walked straight by.
Well,
that
one of the reasons was I think there's an age limit, and neither one of us are in that one. In fact, I probably haven't been in it for as long as you've been alive, near enough, I would imagine.
There is go-karting, pedal karting around an inflatable track. That sounds absolutely and looks great. I want to go on that.
And also come and say hello to members of our local Army Cadet Force, because they're here supervising the stuff going around. Right, we've got a tombola, normal tombola here. Right, I'm heading up in the general direction of my mate Merv.
Oh, I thought you were heading towards the ice cream.
Merv,
van.
Well, yeah, but I haven't had a burger yet, so I'm going to have the burger before the ice. You've got to have your main course before you have the
pudding.
Well, the pudding, don't you really? No. So we got to get up and grab out a Merv at the swerve. He won't be short of saying too much by any stretch of the imagination. And this is the bottle and wine one. Right, my mate Merv the swerve.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Merv the swerve. How you doing, pal?
Very well, very well.
Okay, so what have you got here then? This is the old bottle and wine trick, is it?
This is the old bottle of wine.
You've got one bottle of wine and 27 bottles of water.
No, it's not bad, mate. what we've got here, we've got 2/3 of water.
Right.
And 1/3 of wine.
Oh, that's good.
Right, but I would guarantee there's at least another 15 to 20 bottles of wine in there.
And how much does one have to pay for
this? £1.50 a go.
See, well, £1.50 won't buy you a bottle of water anyway, it's a win-win, isn't it?
There we are.
It's a win-win. So how many bottles of wine have you got gone so far, then?
I would say we got about 20 gone at the moment.
Right,
so
we've still got a fair amount
We've still got a fair amount to go.
We want lots of people to come up and do that, then.
So,
brilliant. Right, Omer, we're going to go on. That's
fine. Later.
Indeed, why not?
Thank you very much.
Do take care.
That's Sarah's dad.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hi there. How are you doing, guys? Everything okay?
Thank you.
What a turnout.
It's brilliant.
Your name, sir?
Mike.
And?
Marion.
Right, Mike and Marion. And it's just fantastic. It's just the number of people that are here. Yeah. It's just brilliant. Now, I know it's a little bit sad for quite a few of us as well because of the loss of Sarah before Christmas.
This is so
dead. I know. Yeah. But a fitting... If we could raise the money... We've been talking all morning about the FOSS doing this, trying to raise money and various other bits and pieces for the playground and stuff. And we're going to put it out on the radio and see what we can do for that, because it would be a fantastic fitting memorial for her, won't it? And also for Mrs. Nelson and Mrs. Hill are both disappearing this year. A lot of changes in the school this year, but a fantastic school. It's brilliant. Right, we're going to keep going. It's warm. See,
beautiful.
Tone FM, we've brought the weather with us as well, you see. We try and bring the weather with us. Take care, guys. Nice to talk to you. Right, we got a gentleman here with the motorcycle with blood written on it.
Yes, it's a blood bike.
It's a blood bike.
Very important role. And they're volunteers as well.
Right, we'll go and say hello to the gentleman with the blood bike, who is... Why does everybody run away? Somebody needs to run away. Hi, sir. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you very
much. From the freewheelers, I notice.
Yeah, we are from the freewheelers.
Now, we've done some work with freewheelers before on Tone FM. We've certainly given them out because you guys are all volunteers. We're standing alongside a motorcycle, which is one of the blood bikes. So you actually pick up blood, transport it around from hospital to hospital?
Yes, and samples and breast milk.
Right. Oh, really?
We do a lot of breast milk. For babies in need.
Your name, sir, by the way?
Howard Millington.
Hello, Howard. And alongside you is?
Chris Sproul.
Hello, mate. How are you doing? So these guys, now you're from Freewheelers. Tell us a little bit about Freewheelers, because I know a little bit, but our listeners might not.
200 volunteers. Nobody gets paid. And
a bit like the radio station.
And then we work from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. every night of the week. And at weekends, we work from 7 p.m. on a Friday till 7 a.m. on a Monday.
So are you sort of rostered on, and then do you have to wait for a call, or are you constantly doing something during that period?
Sometimes you can do one or two calls in the evening, go home and be in bed for midnight.
Yeah.
And other times you can do 15 jobs of an evening.
Right.
And you don't go to bed.
So really, it's if the NHS or whatever it is you're doing needs urgent blood transmission or whatever, you'll get called and you'll go along and pick it up and take it from place to place.
Yeah, in the winter you do a lot more work in the winter than you do in the summer.
Right.
Just because of the nature of the beast, I guess.
Yeah. Now tell me, I'm assuming, because I was a police motorcyclist, that it's all to do with the bike really, as well as anything else. Gives you an opportunity to be out regularly on the old machine.
If somebody else is going to give me a motorbike with fuel and insurance and blue lights, I'm going to ride it.
Brilliant. Well, you do a fantastic job, guys. And long may it continue. Well done.
Thank you.
Two gentlemen from Freewheelers who are all volunteers and they do a fantastic job. And also on what is, I suspect, an RT12. That's a BMW motorcycle for those in the uninitiated brackets.
I used to ride motorbikes.
No,
I had a
did you?
Motorbike license.
Oh, really?
And I had a beautiful bike, and I dropped it at about 10 miles an hour and kind of shied away, and then went to
okay.
trans bike.
I'll tell you a nice little story which will make these guys laugh. I rode the bikes in the police force.
Yes.
And as an inspector, we went out, four of us, and we ended up in the car park at Dunster. Okay? And we turned across the car park to park the bikes, and Dodo Brain here leaned the wrong way, and the other three are smiling sweetly in front of about 400 punters. Beautiful day like this, as Terry's bike goes crashing on the right-hand side, and I go rolling down the car park. So you only do that once.
You only do that once.
Can I say that we're not only riders, but we also are looking for fundraisers.
Oh, right.
Okay, and coordinators.
Okay, where can we go to find that out? Have you got a web page?
Yeah, it's all here.
There it is. Okay.
And everybody assumes that we just need riders.
Yeah, yeah.
That is not the case.
So you need organisers and fundraisers and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Please, you know, put it out there. That
okay,
we
brilliant.
We are really desperate.
Okay, now you heard it there. Freewheelers Emergency Volunteer Service. We'll put it up on our Facebook page and also on our website. But it's www.freewheelers.org.uk. So what they're looking for is not just the guys that ride the bikes, but also people to help with fundraising, organising, all sorts of things. An organisation like this volunteers, and we know, because we are all volunteers
in
ourselves,
PBR.
Takes a lot of organising. So if you can help the guys in any way, then jump onto that website and let them know. This is, go on. You were
I was going to say exactly that.
Same as that.
I was going to say, it's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM at Staple Grove, School Fete. There's still time to come on down.
Come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.